Some of the sparkle and light went out of our world on Wednesday, when little Calla died. I will come clean and admit that I do not understand God at times like these. Why do I get to kiss my almost 9-year-old little girl tonight, and Calla's parents go home with empty arms? Why does one child gain his mother back cancer-free, and another child grows up without a mom? Why does one family receive the miracle of a healing, and another family receives heartbreak? We live in a broken world, a world broken and distorted by sin, our sin. This sickness and pain and loneliness and death, this is not how it was supposed to be. This is not how it was supposed to be. We should lament and wail and grieve because this is not the way God created us or our world. And the miracles that do happen, perhaps they are a whisper from God. A whisper that says, remember. Remember how it was in the beginning. Remember how it was created to be, and remember how it will be again someday. Remember what we are straining toward. Remember what creation is groaning for. Remember. Perhaps the miracles that happen, whether or not they happen to you, are a glimpse of light, a glimpse of hope, a glimpse of, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. Behold, I am making all things new. A glimpse of the day when the miracle will be standard fare for all of us. E'en so, Lord Jesus, quickly come.